Welcome to the fifth quarter with Spider Everett, three-time All-Australian player, 291 games. How many best and fairest? There's a couple in there.
Yeah, a couple. One for the Saints and one for the Hawks.
Also played for Sydney Swans. So the fifth quarter coming up, we'll talk about your two teams that you don't want to face in the finals, and these two teams aren't in the top four at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right.
Mark Robinson is a Melbourne journalist for the Herald Sun.
He's come out
and said something very controversial about female footballers in the AFL. We'll have that as well. But the big issue, it's not going away, the red card issue.
Well, I can't believe this. And I've listened to a lot of radio over the weekend and a lot of Melbourne journos, former coaches and players are sitting there saying, we should not have a red card in AFL. I think it's ludicrous. I think we need a red card in AFL. When you look at teams like, you know, the soccer have it, rugby union have it, the NRL have it, why doesn't the AFL have it? And I'll tell you why we need it. Is the fact that the player that gets penalised, so the player that goes off injured, now that club is actually penalised because that player's off injured.
Yeah.
So why doesn't that, the club that, you know, the player's from, actually have to suffer during that game as well? So, for instance, on the weekend, you saw Saad get smacked over by Brown. Now, Saad's off with concussion.
That was a big hit.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's late, yeah. Oh, when you're not expecting it,
it can do massive damage.
Yeah.
It was a big hit, and it was late, and he's always going to cop weeks. So there's absolutely no doubt.
Wasn't going for the football.
No, he's no doubt he's going to cop weeks. So now, Saad's off for the rest of the game, so Essendon suffer, but St Kilda can still play with Brown. Now, who benefits from Brown getting the suspension? You've got Hawthorn's going to benefit because they play St Kilda next week.
Yep.
And North Melbourne in 2 weeks are going to benefit because they play St Kilda. So Essendon actually don't get any benefit of this at all. You saw this a couple of weeks ago with Andrew Gaff as well.
Yes.
Andrew Gaff should have been sitting on the bench. And I think as a player, if you've been red carded, there'd be nothing worse, nothing more embarrassing than sitting on the bench fully fit, knowing that you've been carded and knowing that you've let all your teammates down, even if it is for one quarter, 2 quarters.
The other aspect of this is that if you commit an offence on an AFL field at the moment, you know you're not going to get a red card. So people are going to stand back and say, well, he just clocked him one behind play.
Well,
I can go and do that. Nothing's going to happen to me. You know, I've got 2 games to go in the season, you know.
Exactly right. Or they could be retiring. We saw what Alistair Lynch done in the grand final. Threw 45 snakes and only one, I don't even think one of them landed. But the only outside thing I'd do with that is this is where we've got to use the third umpire. And we talk about rule changes in the AFL. They want zones. They want to bring the 10-metre fullback kick into 18 metres.
Yep.
The number one thing they need is this red card, and the third umpire should be able to give it. So if there's an incident that happened behind the play that the umpires didn't see, the cameras have picked it up, and there's no doubt that he's going to the tribunal.
Yeah.
He should be red carded from the third umpire.
So the red card, is that it off for the rest of the game? I mean, I know.
Yep.
Right.
Totally for the rest of the game. I think it gets too confusing with yellow and red.
Yeah.
If you commit an offence and it's absolute lay-down mazir, you go to the tribunal, you're copping weeks, straight away, red card, off for the rest of the game.
What about the sin bin idea in NRL? They go off for 10?
Too hard in the AFL. Too much. Too hard. Just send them red card or nothing. You get too complicated.
So even if this happens in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter?
Off for the rest of the game.
Okay.
Straight out. So that's me with a red card. I think we need it. We have to bring it in. I think all the coaches and some of the former ex-players are behind the times in this.
Mark Robinson is a AFL journo in Melbourne. He works for the Herald Sun. He's come out and said this, quote, "Can we have a discussion about women's AFL, the positives and negatives, without being accused of being misogynist, sexist, or dismissive?"
Well, I'd love to have a discussion with Mark Robinson about this when he decides to get his butt out of Melbourne, because he's got to move out of Melbourne and out of South Australia and WA to see how good women's footy is. In Queensland, it's a massive sport. Over the last 12 months, we've seen an increase of 37% in women's footy. We've seen a zero increase in male footy. So where's the actual increase of AFL coming? It's through female sport.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, it's not the best of the best at the moment, but in the 1920s, men's AFL or VFL in the day wasn't the best of the best either. So you've got to allow this sport time to grow. You think about all those young kids. Like, my daughter knows no different between Daisy Pierce and Dustin Martin.
Yes.
They both, you know, these girls look up to Daisy Pierce like the young boys look up to Dustin Martin. So I think Mark Robinson is totally off the mark here, has absolutely no idea about the AFL outside of Victoria. In New South Wales and in Queensland, the biggest growth in the game is in women's footy, and I believe that in Tasmania and all the other states as well. So for me, cut out China. cut out New Zealand, right, cut out playing in the US, put all that money into female footy and actually grow it into a bigger sport. There has been nothing bigger in any female sport than the aspirations now to play for an AFL club.
I'm not sure if Mark's been to an female AFL game. I don't know if you were at the curtain raiser a couple of seasons ago.
Carlton.
It was the grand final held at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast. It was the curtain raiser.
Yep.
And there were thousands there early to see that game.
Yep, Brisbane played in that game, and you're exactly right. So, look, I reckon that Mark Robinson, totally off the mark. Women's footy is going to be massive. You think about how hard it is to get into the Australian Socceroos. You try and get into the Australian netball team, basketball team. You're only picking the best 12. Here, you've got an opportunity of 200 to 300 females playing at the top level sport in the country and should be well paid by 3 or 4 years. So, Robbo, you've got a bit of homework to do if you're outside of Victoria.
It's the fifth quarter with Spider Everett. Okay, a couple of rounds of footy to go in the regulation season. Finals looming, you have two teams that aren't in the top four at the moment that you just want to avoid if you are in the finals.
There's two teams, and look, they've played each other a few times in grand finals and in finals, and one of them's just inside the eight, the other one's just outside the eight. And one is the Sydney Swans. You look at Sydney, you cannot give Sydney a chance. It doesn't matter where you finish on the ladder. If you're playing Sydney in the finals, you are absolutely crapping yourself because you know they're going to give absolutely everything. So Sydney will make the finals now. So the top four will be absolutely a bit petrified coming up against Sydney.
And if Buddy isn't tagged, he could kick 10, 12...
He still does enough. He still does enough. He did enough yesterday, you know, against Melbourne. He does his job. It's just everybody else. It's just the Sydney formula. And the other one is you look at the might and power of Geelong.
Yep.
I think come the pointy end of the season, the only thing for Geelong now is they've got to make it. A couple of teams got to allow way for Geelong to get in.
Yes.
But if those two teams make it and don't face each other in the first week of the finals, I'll tell you, that will be a massive headache for the top four.
They call it the Holy Trinity of... you've got Ablett, you've got Selwood, and you've got Dangerfield.
Yep.
If they are firing, then the Cats are really, really a chance.
And they can do it because they all play well in big games. So come to a big game, and I reckon those two teams, Geelong and Sydney, you do not want to face in September.
Bring on the finals. The fifth quarter with Spider Everett. We'll see you next week.
See you then.